buy romance when we buy extra virgin olive oil. Artisans working old olive mills, pressing fresh-picked fruit. That first flow of bright green oil. And that'll be $70 a bottle. Olive oil is a global business. There's lots of money to be made, but there are also many questions left unanswered. Well, journalist Tom Mueller has written Extra Virginity, the sublime and scandalous world of olive oil. Tom, welcome.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So, Tom, I want to talk to you about how to buy a good olive oil. But first, can you explain what extra virgin means?
Yes, extra virgin, virgin oil means simply that it's been produced with mechanical means, with physical crushing and spinning out the oil or pressing it. You can't use chemistry and you can't use high heat to produce virgin oil. Now, extra virgin simply means the highest quality grade of virgin oils. There is also virgin virgin and lampante virgin, which is from the Italian word for lamps, lamp oil, which can't be sold as food. And as a matter of fact, the bar for extra virgin olive oil quality is fairly low. Essentially, the law says that apart from some chemical tests, it has to remind you in odor or in taste of fresh olives, mm-hmm. and it can't have any defects. The typical defects defined by the law are rancidity and fustiness, which is a kind of fermented taste, and earth, which is dirty olives, and so on, each connected to a flaw in the oil-making process. But it doesn't say that it has to have any positive attributes apart from reminding you of olive fruit. So it's a fairly low bar, but nonetheless, a lot of oils don't clear it.
So where does the corruption come in?
Well, like anything that has an inherently high value, true extra virgin olive oil is expensive to produce. You have to get good fresh fruit. You have to press it quickly, store it properly. The harvest costs are very high because you're rushing the fruit from the trees to the mill. And ultimately, that bottle of oil may cost you $4, $5, $6, $7, $8 a liter just to produce and before you even put it in a bottle. Mm-hmm. Now, other vegetable oils can quite easily be mixed with that, or low-grade olive oil that's been deodorized. It's a low-temperature refining process that removes the bad smells and also the nutritional benefits and the taste benefits. And the lower-grade oils like this can be mixed with a little bit of real extra virgin and sold as extra virgin. Unfortunately, the level of oversight in the olive oil industry, especially in America, but also elsewhere, is quite low. And for that reason, it's pretty easy to get away with fraud.
Yeah, so the idea that this happens mainly in Italy is really not true, right?
Completely false. Completely false. And in fact, unfortunately, the laxity of the FDA is part of the reason why it's significantly more prevalent in America than it is in Italy. Certainly, it's a problem across the Mediterranean, particularly deodorized oil is a problem worldwide, because while it's still made from olives, you've lost a lot of the reason why you would buy it in the first place, if thinking you were getting extra virgin. But America is a particularly bad market, especially since it's growing so fast, 10% per year consumption growth, and 300 million consumers is a very tempting place to sell your oils.
Well, okay, now it's time to name names. What should we buy, for instance, in supermarket oils? What are the brands we should look for?
Well, the two that I know that I can recommend in America and that are widely distributed in America are Corto Olive and California Olive Ranch. Corto Olive I've seen in Costco for 2 liters for $15. And California
That's
Olive Ranch.
That's amazingly inexpensive.
It's remarkably inexpensive. Great oil does not have to be horribly expensive. There are efficient companies like California Olive Ranch and Corto that produce very good oil with machinery that is used for wine harvesting, but also for olive oil making. It's a modified, which can be very efficient and produce first-rate general-purpose oils, oils that, as these two companies say themselves, are intended to compete favorably with the big name supermarket oils that we're all familiar with and win convincingly.
So what about, for instance, Whole Foods brand olive oil, their 365 brand
I've been very disappointed, to tell you the truth, in the 365 oils that I've tasted. I've found the traditional defects that you expect to find in substandard oil, and yet it's marked as extra virgin. Huh. Now, it's important to remember that how an oil was produced doesn't necessarily guarantee that the oil you buy and take home is going to be excellent, because in the process, it's passed through a lot of hands, and a given store manager could mishandle the oil, put it in the sun, or keep it past its best buy date, and ultimately sabotage the quality of the oil. So there's no guarantee that what I was getting when I got 365 brand was representative
right.
of the Whole Foods store brand. But I've tried it in different places, and I've been regularly disappointed in the quality.
There are two other supermarket brands that are very popular, Carapelli and Colavita. What's mm-hmm. your take on both of those?
These are traditional supermarket oils that are typically made from oils from around the Mediterranean. Now, Colavita does say it's 100% Italian, and that may well be true. But ultimately, they are so high volume that it's difficult to achieve premium quality oil with the kind of turnover they have. Carapelli, in particular, is owned by a Spanish company. And a lot of the, you can tell from the scent of the oil that it's made from Picual olives in Andalusia. So Carapelli is a Florentine name and a Florentine tradition. But the actual oil you get is pretty low-grade Spanish oil.
Mm-hmm. One splurge oil. If we could only have one oil and we were going to make a big splurge, what would it be?
I would buy Castillo de Canena, which is a Spanish oil, as a matter of fact, exactly the same cultivar or type of olive that Carapelli uses, Picual, but it's made properly by a brother and sister team in the heart of Andalusia who makes an absolutely magnificent poetic oil. And it's widely available in fine stores, and it should be more widely available. If there's any justice in the world, it will be.
Tom, thank you. You have done good work for olive oil.
I hope the good work continues, because there are many Castillo de Canenas out there, and Frantoio Franchi's and others who need to be celebrated and known better. And the other guys, the big companies know how to make great oil too. Until now, they've said, well, we're a volume, we're about volume. But volume, ultimately, is not making them any money anymore either. And I think there may well be a shift, a generalized shift, towards cleaning up their act in the future.
I hope so, too. And Tom, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Lynn. This is great.
Tom Muller is author of Extra Virginity, The Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil. Now, you can find Tom's olive oil picks on the website, splendidtable.org.